prosper soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore. In the name of Jesus, we pray in accordance with our perfect will. Let our perfect will be established and done here this day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day and forevermore, this night and forevermore. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Oh, precious Father, I'm thanking you and praising you for your glory, your mercy, your love. Just thanking you and praising you for who you are, that you are God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. Oh, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your wisdom tonight in the name of Jesus. That name that's above every other name, or the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the praise and the glory of God our Father, here this night and forevermore in Jesus' name. Oh, it's when by the presence of the Holy Spirit to come on in, like a rushing mighty wind, lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I'd really like to open up to the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, and also the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 29. And the Word of God reads in Romans 8, verse 29, for whom he did foreknew, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2 through 4, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, diverse temptation, knowing this, that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfected and complete, wanting nothing. This is the Word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of His Word. My brothers and sisters in Christ, all those in radio land, those that are listening in tonight, we are thankful and grateful to have another opportunity to come before you to bring, we thank God through the use of the internet, and the Lord have allowed us, hallelujah, to be able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. Hallelujah. My name is Dudley Tebow with Lisa Tebow with Busting Loose and Faith Ministries. We just thank God for this day to be on top of the ground down on top of us, to be of ours, lifting up that name that's above every other name, and that is the name of Jesus. We thank God in advance for our answering prayers, honoring requests, but most of all, for touching lives, and let salvation come forth to those that are lost. I ask God to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Every sin put in the sea of forgetfulness, cast and forth, east is from the west. Cover us with the blood of Jesus. And Father God, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor from this night forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. Hallelujah. Tonight we want to talk about God uses trials and time of testing to change our lives. God uses trials and time of testing to change our lives. Brothers and sisters in Christ, according to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, it says, wherefore ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried, tested with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, God uses trials and times of testing to change our lives. Beloved, child of God, trials come for the purpose of testing our faith, and therefore it applies to believers as well as non-believers. If you consistently persevere through trials and never abandon your trust in God, then you prove to have genuine faith. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening and those that will be listening a little bit later today. Beloved children of God, trials come for the purpose of testing our faith, and therefore it applies to believers as well as non-believers. If we consistently persevere through trials and never abandon our trust in God, then we prove to have genuine faith. Bible says in the book of Proverbs, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Yes, children of God, trials come in the form, in many forms. It can come in the forms of disappointment, frustration, misunderstanding, unfilled dream, unwanted expectation, great loss, loneliness, fear, criticism, persecution, and conflict. We have to always understand, according to 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. So although these trials of that comes in different forms, although they may start on the outside, sooner or later, they end up on the inside. So believers of Christ, when a false Christian goes through a test, it will reveal his or her true color. But when a believer, a genuine, true believer in Christ, go through a test, he or she will be driven to prayer. The Bible says in Luke 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verbs, that men ought always to pray and don't faint, don't lose heart. For us to pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. Because prayer is a necessity for a child of God. And also, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we will have to lean on the strength of God rather than our own strength, which can be weak, which eventually would be weak in our human frailty. You see, trials burn up limitation of faith, but it strengthens true faith. Trials does. Trouble may come, but trouble won't last always. The book of James again says, chapter 1, verse 12, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, trials, for when he is tried, after his trial is over, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord had promised to them that love him. So, beloved, people who successfully endure trials are truly happy, genuine people. Remember, God uses trials and times of testing to change our lives. Yes, again, well reminded, in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Again, tonight we are talking about God uses trial and time of testing to change our lives. James, in the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4, we are reminded, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, diverse temptation, knowing this, that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and complete, wanting nothing. Remember, God uses trouble to mature his people. If you are a child of God, if you are a believer in Christ, trouble, God will use trouble to mature us. Beloved, God uses trials in a believer of Christ's life because trials work out. It works out our faith. Bible says in Hebrews 11 and 1 that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God, that them that come to God must believe that he is who he said he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Yes, trials work out our faith, like using our muscles to carry heavier loads, which make them strong in the natural. You see, the trials of life gives our faith a workout spiritually. Again, God will use trials to grow us and to develop our faith so that we will spiritually mature, not lacking anything. Believers in Christ, our God never wastes trials. He permits them to enter our lives. And if we will cooperate with God, God will use every difficult, every hearted, every headed, and hardship for our good and for his glory. Yet the Bible says in Romans 8:28, but we know that all things work together for good for them that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Brothers and sisters, in Christ, God will use trials to break our independency on ourselves and to foster our dependency on him. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9, for we would not, brethren, have ye ignorant of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened out of measure, above strength, and so much that we did despair even of life. But we have the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God, which raised the dead. So, beloved, God uses trials to purify our faith and to develop our moral character. Bible says in the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 3 through 5, and not only so, but we rejoice and we glory in tribulations, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. Our hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Beloved believers in Christ, God uses trials to test, to prove, and to strengthen our faith in Him according to the Word of God. Again, that says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if needed, be ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trials of your faith, being made more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried with fire, may be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, beloved, God uses trials and time of testing to change our lives. You see, God, He uses trials to prepare us as followers of Christ for His purpose. We've been called for a purpose. We've been called to keep on moving on in the things of God, that our mind is made up, our heart is fixed, that the world is behind us, and the cross is before us. We are reminded in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 28 and 29, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose, for whom He did foreknow, He also did predestine to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are responsible for our own personal actions and behavior in this life that we are living in. We have been called to be the salt and the light of the world. We have been called for such a time as this in 2021. So, beloved, God always works through trial to prove Himself powerful and reliable. Bible says in the book of 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9-10, it says, "Hear this, the Apostle Paul approached the Lord by saying, For this thing I plead with the Lord three times that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for thy strength, for my strength is made perfect in weaknesses. God's strength is made perfect in our weaknesses. That's why the word says, when we confess over our lives, even though we may be weak in our physical frailty, let's declare and confess that we are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ may rest upon us. Therefore, I take pleasure in my infirmity, in reproach, in necessity, in persecution, in distress for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, am I strong. Here the Apostle Paul is giving us word of encouragement, where he had to encourage himself in the Lord. I'm reminded of David. David was a man after God's own heart. And there was time when David had to encourage himself in the Lord. So we, like David, followers of Christ, when things don't seem as if it's gone the way that we focus on how it should go, we have to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Yes, the God that we serve, he sits high, but he looks low. He knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us be encouraged here tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Reminded, as a reminder of knowing that God uses trials and times of testing to change our lives. He loves us so much that when we are in alignment with the will of God in our lives, he will chastise us, bring us back in alignment with the perfect will for our life, so that he may get the glory in us and through us. That's why it's very important for our video to line up with our audio. Hallelujah. For us to live a life that is pleasing in his eyesight. So, beloved, God also uses trials to prove that our faith works. Our faith works. Hallelujah. Faith without works is dead, but faith with works will prevail. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 10, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. We are troubled, hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the grace also of Jesus might be made manifested in our bodies. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God promised never to leave us nor forsake us. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday, today, and forevermore. Child of God, don't panic. This is only a test that you may be going through right now, tonight, in 2021. Remember that God knows all about it, and he'll use the trial and the testing and the tests to help us to overcome, to help us along the way, to help us pass the test in order to have a testimony, to let people know that God is a good God. He's a God that's willing, able, and ready to turn things around in our favor. Remember, God allows us to go through difficult in this life, difficult troubles in this life, because it is during those times that we grow in our faith and we develop more of the character of Christ. You see, trials reveal what we really believe and what is really inside our heart. They really test us. Trials is needed for us to grow. Trials is needed in order for us to get closer, have a closer walk with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We look on to him tonight. We look on to Jesus as the author and finisher of our faith. We look on to Jesus as being an example of us as followers of his to follow after. He done set the bar. He done gave us. He done given us an example for us to follow. Bible says to obey is better than sacrifice and the hawking than the fed of rams. According to 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause of the verse. So beloved, when trials come in your life, and they will come, we like the Apostle Paul can handle them as Paul did through Christ. Bible says in the book of Philippians, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. God uses trials.
I've been through so much in my life. Tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Love me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Jesus loves you because the Bible says so. And we love you in the Lord. And we thank God for each and every one that took the time out to call into, hallelujah, to pray with us and for us as we go forward in the teaching here tonight. I just pray and ask the Lord to that. Agree with you that whatever need in your life that you're believing him for. Bible says when two or three are gathered together in his name, he's there in the midst. So we're going to touch and agree that God would meet your need. Bless you and your family with his, with all the daily provision that is needed. According to Philippians 4, verse 19, it says, and my God shall supply our each and every need. We thank God for his hand being upon our lives. And even during this pandemic, God is still working miracles. He's still in the miracle working business. He is still able, willing, and ready to meet our each and every need. So tonight, again, we are talking about God uses trials and time of testing to change our lives. Yes, beloved, the God that we serve, he knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So again, we have to understand when trials come in our lives, and they will come, we, like the Apostle Paul, can handle them as Paul did through Jesus Christ. Bible says in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Always pray for God's will to be done in your life as well as your family. People of God, trials put God's power on display. The trials we go through as followers of Christ put God's power in our lives on display. Remember that trials produces maturity. And this is why that we are, that they are a blessing in our lives. Yes, here James described a progression where trials produces perseverance and perseverance produces maturity. Believers in Christ, you should want the fruit of maturity, which is godly character and faith, be ever so present in your life as a believer in Christ. Remember, God uses trials and time of testing to change our lives. So, beloved, as Christians, remember, we live with this blessed peace that Jesus Christ has overcame the world. And by us putting our faith in him, we know that we will dwell with Christ in the new heavens and the new earth if we endure all the way to the end. When Christ comes back, will he find faith on the earth? That's why it's so important for followers of Christ for us to stay in tune with what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Let us be tied up, tangled up, wrapped up in the things of God. However, while we're here, on planet Earth in 2021, in the meanwhile, time, we are to live a life that is godly, a life that is lived with holiness, because without holiness, no man, no woman, no boy, no girl will be able to see God. We ought to remember that we are living in a fallen, sin-sick world surrounded by evil and temptation. Again, we are to remember that the book of James gives us an insight into what it means to live a godly life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, when we come under trials of many kinds, we see through James teaching that on our own, we cannot possibly live God-pleasing lives, but only by the grace of God and by his word can we live lives in confidence, in the face of adversity, in the face of difficulties and trouble. Again, we are reminded in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2 through 5. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying, testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and complete, wanting nothing. If any of you lack faith, if any of you lack wisdom, excuse me, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask from God, and give it to all men, liberally and without reproach, and it shall be given him. Yes, the apostle, the disciple, James, he knew all too well that the church was not immune to the pitfall of human sin. James, he spoke from a place of wisdom and a place of authority. And his wise words to the early church still inspire us even now in 2021. People of God, in the course of our lives, we will become weary of the trials that we must face as believers in Christ. The Bible says in the book of Galatians, don't grow weary in well-doing, because if we faint not in due season, if we faint not, we shall receive the promise of God. So whatever you are experiencing at this moment, we all know how it feels like to have our faith come under fire. Without faith, must be tested. Our faith must be tested and tried. It takes a whole lot of love and a whole lot of patience in order to respond in a Christian or Christ-like way. So child of God, remember that when times get difficult, when hardship comes, remember this, without perseverance, without going on a little while longer in our faith, you cannot be made complete in Christ. So through perseverance, God molds us and he teaches us and draws us closer to a more complete life through the Holy Spirit. Yes, beloved, we gain a godly perseverance that enables us to live a wholesome lives in the spirit, in the light of the trials that we face. Yes, beloved, we are whole when we are fully relying only on God's grace. You see, God uses trials and times of testing to change our lives as followers in Christ. Brothers and sisters in Christ, living under the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and living a God-pleasing life far outweighs the comfort of this life. Yes, the pain that we must endure, it is real and can be at times overwhelming. But God promised, he promises in his word in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 5. The B clause of the verse, it says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. And also we are reminded in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 8, it says that Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forevermore. Yes, when we look in the word of God, at people where there was tried, and when time of testing came into their lives in order to make them strong. We look at, for an example, we look at the life of Moses here in the Word of God. When we look at the life of Moses, God made a way for him. He made a way to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. God raised up Moses to be a deliverer. When we look at what God did along that Christian journey to the promised land, Bible says in the book of Exodus 14, verse 13, but Moses answered the people saying, fear not, stand your ground, and you will see the victory that the Lord will win for you today. When the people, the nation of Israel, came out of Egypt on their way to the promised land, they came to the Red Sea, and they looked behind them, and the Egyptians, with horses and chariots, was coming. Moses demonstrated his faith in God and let the people know, fear not, stand still, stand your ground, and you'll see the victory that the Lord will win for you today. My brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at Moses, who escaped death as an infant, thanks to his mother, creativity and wisdom, when she allowed him to be placed in a basket in the Nile River. And he was seen by Herod, thank you, Jesus. He was seen by one of the daughter of Herod, and we witness on how she took him out of the basket into her own house, and hallelujah. And she asked for a mother to be sent to her house to raise Moses, and Moses' mother came forth and raised him, hallelujah, in the Egyptian's house. Here, Moses when he came of age. Moses made a decision in order to suffer with his own people and leave the luxury of the Egyptians. Moses was on the side of a mountain tending to his father-in-law's sheep. And Moses seen a bush that was on fire, but it wasn't being consumed. And this caught Moses' attention. And he went to the bush, and he saw that it was burning, but wasn't being consumed. And a voice came out of the bush and told Moses, take off his sandals, because where he's standing is holy ground. So, beloved, when Moses finally gave in to God's call and endured 10 plagues that God sent unto Egypt, the nation of Egypt, where his people was bound in hardship, this same Moses was sent by the Lord, by the God who called to him time and time again. Moses, faith in God, kept showing up for him to proclaim with certainty that God will rescue the Israelites and make a way where none seemed to be possible. And that is exactly what God did. For an example, through the hands of Moses, God parted the Red Sea by Moses stretching out a staff over the waters. And he allowed the Israelites to walk on dry ground to cross the Red Sea. And then God allowed the Israelites, the one that was following after them, God allowed the Israelites to flee out of Egypt to safety. And then he closed the Red Sea, swallowing up the Israelites, swallowing up the Egyptian, who was the Israelites' enemy, to swallow them up in their chariots to the surprise of the Israelites. Moses was used by God in a very special and miracle way. My brothers and sisters in Christ, our God specializes in things that seem impossible. Believers in Christ, things always will happen that will challenge our faith. Questions will arise and causes us to wrestle with what we believe. Even now, in 2021, wrestling with your faith is not a sign of weakness, but it is evident of your humanity. Another example, when we look at our faith being challenged, when we look at Simon Peter, who was one of the original 12 disciples of Jesus Christ. Peter, as we know, his character in the Word of God, he's known for his boldness. It was Peter who was commended by Jesus Christ for receiving the revelation from the Father that Jesus was the Son of the living God. But when Jesus was arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, Peter wrestled between faith and fear. Peter denied knowing Jesus with cursing and swearing. Peter had been so certain of his faith before that incident happened. Peter's faith brought him back to Jesus Christ, who not only reconcile Peter, but Jesus asked Peter to feed his sheep. Sheep represented symbolically God's people. Another example, of someone wrestling with their faith was the disciple Thomas. Thomas being a disciple of Jesus, did not automatically made one a faith, made him a faith giant. No, Thomas, better known as Doubting Thomas, he made the statement that he won't believe that Jesus rose from the dead unless he places his hand in the hole of his side. Because Thomas wrestled with the truth that Jesus rose from the dead. Again, for a reminder, brothers and sisters in Christ, it is God that fills our lives with trials and testing in times that we may grow and mature in the faith and in our character. So remember, as Christians, we are not exempt from trouble. 1 Peter 4, verse 12 and 13 says, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." So believers in Christ, here Peter has called us to have a heavenly war focus in this life, to look up from which our redemption draws nigh. Again, for a reminder, my brothers and sisters in Christ, trials will surely come, and we should not be caught off guard by them. In fact, they are the very thing that God uses to test our faith. So, beloved, every time a hardship enters into our lives, we are reminded that this world is not our home. We are pilgrims just passing through. We like the world once was broken people living a life in a broken, sin-filled, dark world. So, beloved, let us fight the good fight of faith by studying the word of God. Study the scriptures that were approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly divided the word of truth. Let us meditate on the word of God. Let it sink forth from our head all the way to the depths of our heart. And let us treasure the promises of God's word. Remember, child of God, a closed Bible will yield little hope or strength for us on our journey. Yes, beloved, the God that we serve, he is awesome. He is a good God. He's a faithful God. He's a God that sits high and looks low. He's a God that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle, for that teaching tonight. I hope that you've enjoyed the teaching. And if so, please share the number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends and have them join you to listen to us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you have questions, comments, or have topics that you'd like to hear us discuss, please feel free to write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. please address your correspondence to Dudley Tebow or Lisa Tebow. And Tebow is spelled T-H-I-B as in boy, E-A-U-X as in x-ray. Again, have a wonderful weekend. We appreciate your support. Just remember, God loves you and so do we. Please pray for those who are going through battles of sickness, the death of loved ones, just anything that would keep them from concentrating on the positive as opposed to the negative. Remember, when you concentrate on God and the blessings he's allowed us to partake of, really the valleys will pass faster. Again, God bless you. Have a great weekend. And we pray that you'll be with us again, if the Lord allow, on Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.
Mm-hmm.